The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome, it is Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Living in a world, man, where lots of changes are happening, to be honest with you. Sports and everyday real life, too. Just had that NBA draft, just had the NHL draft. We also had a huge decision there in the Supreme Court. And we will get into that this hour for sure, believe me. Because I know how one guy really loves politics. Fred Wallen is very into that stuff. And I know he has a definite opinion about it. Jeff Rich with me as well. But let's welcome Fred in first, Jeff. Jeff, obviously you've been with me for an hour. Fred, good morning, man. How are you?
And we'll also talk about Dale Earnhardt, who took a very strong stand and might have shocked a lot of the folks in NASCAR. We want to discuss that during the next hour.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know you got opinions about that Supreme Court deal, and we're going to get into it a little bit. I know it's a sports show, but you know what? A lot of things going on in the world that are actually more important than sports. Can you believe it? Can you actually believe that? There's more important things going on in the world than sports.
Hard to
believe.
And
I think there's more important things going on than what they ruled in the Supreme Court as well. But what do I know? So we will indulge in that. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman. We'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Keep it close.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wallen Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wallen Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wallen Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wallen Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE. 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483. Or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich, myself, we're in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorfon Sports, and check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, throw that out there about Dale Earnhardt first. Let's get that going. And then let's get into a little bit of some politics with the Supreme Court and then we'll get back to sports at some point, but throw that out there first.
First of all, this is sports and politics.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., NASCAR's most popular driver, called the Confederate flag offensive to an entire race Friday while voicing his support for being it removed from the grounds of the South Carolina State House. What's interesting about this, of course, is that a lot of folks that follow NASCAR are from the South, and I got to give Dale Earnhardt all kinds of credit for taking this stand. It's not going to make him happy as far as some of those fans are concerned, but that's just too bad. He took a strong stand. Now, the Hendrick people have for years have done away with the Confederate flag. I mean, they wouldn't touch it for a million years. So it's interesting that NASCAR, which of course started in the South, still basically a Southern thing, and now you've got the most popular driver out there calling the Confederate flag offensive to an entire race. Of course, he is correct. Thank you, Dale Earnhardt Jr., for standing up for something and actually standing up for something that's going to hurt you, I think, commercial-wise, certainly in the South and with the NASCAR people. But I'm proud of him. I really am, because a lot of people in a lot of other fields wouldn't have the guts of a Dale Earnhardt Jr.
No, and Jeff, I know that you have some thoughts about this as well from reading a post that you put on Facebook. So go ahead and spill it, bro.
Well, you know what? Kevin Blackstone covered the subject in the Washington Post on Sunday, and he cited places where the Confederate flag still exists, and one of them is a city that I spent many years in as a child. I lived there for 10 years. It was Willoughby, Ohio, and they were on the south end of the school district. So those two high schools were North and South High School, and we were the South High School Rebels. And when I was in eighth grade, a visiting team in our conference came in and saw the mural of the Confederate flag on the gym wall. Now, keep in mind, we wore this on our football helmets. This was on every uniform that our school wore up until the spring of 1993, when the school decided to do away with it. And, I think that, we've learned a lot in the last 22 years since we removed the flag from my high school. Though there will still be individuals that choose to don that flag for reasons of rebellion or to make a, perhaps hateful statement. So I've seen both sides of the issue. I understand the pride thing to a certain extent. Though we weren't in the South, that wasn't what it symbolized for us. But, one of the Cleveland City Councilmen said this about Chief Wahoo, which is a controversial figure as well, that if it's offensive to someone, if it's offensive to anyone, it's offensive to everyone. And we don't need that in our society.
Interesting. I mean, look, what I find interesting on the whole thing is, in general, with how someone, an athlete, a celebrity, an icon, can make a statement and, you know, really make a difference, you know. And I think that by what Dale Earnhardt is doing, Fred, to your point, took a lot of courage. And this is something that I truly do think took courage, because when you're talking about, like you said, NASCAR and the huge following that it has there in the South, and we know a lot of what people are thinking there in the South in general, I think it really did take a lot for Dale Earnhardt to do this. And I think it will be interesting to see how it affects him moving forward. But at the end of the day, it's about a sports person, or in general, a person with some power going out there making a statement, and now we'll see how people follow.
No, I agree. The entertainers and sports personalities, no matter what Charles Barkley said 20-something years ago, people follow them. They listen to them. And kids who like NASCAR, hopefully, will listen to the words of Dale Earnhardt Jr. You know, it's interesting that it took 9 people being murdered for this to happen. And obviously, Nikki Haley is going to run for president in 2020, because before this, she didn't take a strong stand against that flag at the State House. But in Germany, ever since the end of World War II, a Nazi flag can be nowhere near any of the State Houses in Germany. Yet in this country, United States of America, for years, Texas and a lot of the other states have had that Confederate flag flying high. And all I'm saying is that I find that really remarkable, to tell you the truth, because to a lot of people, the Nazi flag is no different than the Confederate flag, and the Confederate flag is no different than the Nazi flag. If you're Jewish or a Russian, 20 million Russians died in World War II, to watch that Nazi flag has got to make you nauseous. And if you're an African-American or just somebody who cared, or a civil rights person who fought in the 60s for African-American rights, and to see that Confederate flag, it's still on some of the state houses, and thank God it's now going to be down from South Carolina. But you know something, Andy? There still has to be a vote in South Carolina. Their houses of their assembly have to take a vote on it. It's going to take 2/3 of the politicians to vote it down. I'm not sure they're going to get 2/3 down, and we're going to be talking about this in a month or so whenever it comes up. Nikki Haley may take the stand. That doesn't mean everybody's going to follow her because of politics. Some people in their individual districts may think it's going to hurt them in their next election, and they might vote to keep it on. So this is interesting, but for Dale Earnhardt Jr., I mean, he did take a stand that will hurt him financially and commercially. But also, I'll tell you what, there are a lot of people now who'll be in his corner forever for doing the right thing.
Yeah, and probably people that maybe you didn't think would have been in his corner. But
right.
Look, I think he said a few interesting things there, and it's going to kind of lead me to where I want to go next. And obviously, that's the ruling from the Supreme Court of legalizing gay marriage all over the United States. I guess what I'm really trying to say here, based on what you just said, is that it's almost sad that we, the United States in general, put stock in certain things that people want to make a stand about, or want to stand up for, or want to protect, or whatever it may be. I feel like what I care about the Supreme Court ruling is rather insignificant. It makes no difference, really, in the peace of how we live. However, a lot of what you said before does kind of make the world a better place, if you will. And it makes it more likely for us not to have problems and issues with people of all different types. So my question is, do you think that we are putting our eggs in the right basket and we are going after and making stands for the right things? Or should we be doing different things and really maybe looking at the world in general? Yes or no?
Well, first of all, I've always wondered why anybody else cares about what two people might love each other. who might love each other, why they would care. Live your own life. What other two people do, leave them alone. Who the hell are you to control two other people? It's been astounding to me. I mean, since I was a little kid, that people care that, you know, and make jokes. It's the way you're born. I mean, and, you know, don't tell me it's a choice, because everybody knows common sense wise it's not a choice. And even if it were a choice, who cares how people live? I don't care how Andy lives. I don't care how Jeff lives. Jeff doesn't care how Fred lives. Leave us alone. Live your own life. Why do you care about somebody else's life? You know, especially conservatives who are supposed to be, hey, against government control, this and that, and they're worried about something that should have been passed 200 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot going on in my head about this whole thing and what people consider to be important and worth standing up for and worth fighting about. To me, it doesn't make the world a better place. That's what I'm really thinking about as a whole and a general here. What's it going to do for the whole world? Does it make the world a better place? Anyways, we're running out of time. Got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back. We'll get into maybe this a little bit more, as well as some sports. Fred Wallen, Dorfman, Jeff Rich. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Dorf on Sports. It is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen, he's with me in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich, practically in my backyard in my swimming pool here in Phoenix, Arizona with me. You could be with us as well. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at By Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA. And then shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. And a quick reminder, we are live each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. We do want thoughts. We do want opinions. We definitely want to know what's on your mind. So let us know. Jeff, I know you have some thoughts about what we're talking about. So go ahead, spill it.
First of all, no disagreement with everything that's been said on the subject. I think this is a landmark ruling, June 26, 2015. We'll go down in infamy just as the Roe versus Wade decision did in 1973. Not a lot to dispute with what you guys said. I just want to add a couple things, you know, kind of tie sports into it here. First of all, Dexter Fowler, the Cubs center fielder, tweets out this week, in 1967, interracial marriages were legalized. If that had not happened, my wife and I would not be able to be in a union. Love should always win, always capitalize. I think that that's a fair point for how much we've progressed since 1967 and how we need to continue to progress. And that takes me into my, the next thing I want to cite here is Nate Silver's column on the 538, talking about how quickly the tide turned on gay marriage. The rise in support far exceeds what can be explained by generational turnover. And for someone like me, I'm 36 years old. In 2004, a 26-year-old would have had a 45% chance of being down with the program, basically. And in 2014, there's a 63% chance. So there's definitely something to be said for people coming around on these subjects. And you could even look at Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, who in the last 15 years have made their statements about how it how marriage should be between a man and a woman. And obviously, they've come around, if not for just their constituency, just because the tide has turned.
You know, and that's interesting that you said that, because truthfully, when you think about it, this is, like you said, this is a monumental thing that happened here. And, each president or, each office tries to make their mark. How does this bode for President Obama and the Democrats, Fred?
Well, I think obviously this week with the Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act getting by the Supreme Court, that's what people are, going to remember the most for the 8 years of President Obama. And I got to tell you, going into this, I would have fought for one payer, which is a lot stronger than even the Affordable Care Act, but he got the insurance companies involved. So the point is, it's not as good as Fred would have liked, but it's a lot better than it was before. You know how many people in this country, and again, the Republicans are still going to try to fight in Congress to do away with the Affordable Care Act. Do you know how many people, if they didn't have it, would be dead now or would die because they couldn't afford insurance? And again, this is supposed to be a country of caring. And people are like envious of the fact that because some people don't make a lot of money and the Affordable Care Act allows them to get insurance for a lot less, they're envious of that. I don't understand that. If you're doing well, give me a break. Give people a break. Give them a chance to be able to buy their cancer drugs. There was a 60-minute show on, was it last Sunday or the Sunday before, that they repeated from September, that thousands of people in this country are dying every day because they cannot afford the amount of money it costs to buy their cancer drug.
Sure.
And the people that make the cancer drug don't seem to give a crap. And so the point is, people are dying in this country. If the Affordable Care Act can make it a little bit better, can save some people's lives, how the blank is that a negative?
Yeah, no, I mean, look, a lot of interesting things with this ruling, and we're going to get back to sports, but I just want to throw one more thing to Jeff, and Fred, if you have a response, sure, go ahead. But how do you think this winds up swaying voters, Jeff, Republican-wise, Democratic-wise, whatever, Donald Trump-wise, you name it. How does this sway people?
Well, I think we need to wait a year and a half and find out, quite frankly. I don't think this is necessarily a political issue. I understand there's extremes on both sides. You know, the right extremists are going to have a problem with it. The left extremists are going to embrace it. And that's the way it's going to be. But I think that there's a solid middle. We don't have a centrist party in this country, but I think a lot of people would fall into a centrist party. And I think that most people that aren't on the far right are going to be fine. They're not going to vote based on this. This is, you know, this is a Supreme Court ruling. It says it's supported by the Constitution. So this is the law of the land. I don't think that there's anything really left to dispute, but to, you know, like Fred said, let people be happy.
Let me just add, Andy, let me just add this.
I just saw something funny. That's all.
And for people who are a little bit younger. I'm older than you two guys. Uh-huh. Let me just tell you, when I was a little kid in the 60s, I lived in Culver City, California. Now, where Culver City is where all the movies were made, okay?
Culver City.
Well, yeah, right. I mean, it was sort of like Beverly Hills South, 90230 versus 90210. Okay, that was Culver City. That's where I was brought up from the age of 6 till I went to college. And so my point I'm trying to make is, there was a covenant in the papers when you bought a house in Culver City, you could not sell to an African American. Until the Civil Rights Bill of 1964 came into being, there were thousands of cities across America where you could not sell a home to an African American. So you just mentioned the ball player who in 67, if he had wanted to get married, could not until the rule was changed as far as interracial marriage. Yeah. We're not talking a long time ago.
No.
This country has been racially motivated like forever, and hopefully this week with the Confederate flag and some other things, hopefully we're going in a positive direction. Other nations are far in front of us as far as racial toleration or whatever term you want to use. Just leave people alone. Give me a break.
Absolutely. Speaking of leaving people alone, I can't leave your Los Angeles Lakers alone. We'll switch gears a little bit. It's good to talk politics and things going on in the world just to show that we're not just so wrapped up in sports that we don't have a pulse about what's going on in the world, because we truly do. And I know that Fred loves talking politics here and there. So, but I do want to talk to you a little bit about the Lakers and the news there. Obviously, the couple of draft picks. Were you surprised what they did at number 2? Yes or no, first and foremost?
Well, what Jim Buss and Mitch Kupchak have done over the last 4 or 5 years, almost 90% wrong. I was shocked that I think they got one right. I was just waiting for them to make the deal with Sacramento and destroy the whole thing.
And bring
but,
Cousins.
I don't want him on my club. Here's a guy who's been suspended by the league, suspended by the team. I don't care how physically talented he is. I want a guy whose head is on straight. So I was totally shocked. D'Angelo Russell may not be the world's greatest athlete, but you know what? He looks pass first. You look pass first from a point guard position, you are far in front of anybody else. Everybody else wants to score. You're going to get them scoring. I think it was a positive. The only negative about Larry Nance Jr. is he's got Crohn's disease. And I've got stomach problems, not Crohn's disease. And anybody who has a stomach problem knows how tough that is. And now you're traveling, and now you're playing 82 games and whatever. And you just hope and pray that the Crohn's disease doesn't slow him down or from an injury point of view. But I mean, he played for a great coach in Larry Shyatt at Wyoming, and I think he'll help him too. So, I mean, I'm totally surprised, shocked. I'm waiting for something to turn this around. I'm honestly waiting for them to trade these two to Sacramento so I can scream again. But at this point, they made, I think, two top-notch choices.
Okay, well, let me throw this at you. And, Jeff, I'm sure you've got a thought on this. First and foremost, well, let's not make a big deal out of it, but we know that Larry Nance Jr. spoke about Kobe Bryant a little bit in a tweet a while back, you know, years ago, obviously when he was a kid and never thinking about playing for the Los Angeles Lakers and, you know, never even maybe thinking about playing in the NBA and for sure not thinking about being Kobe Bryant's teammate. But at the end of the day, they are, says it's water under the bridge, they'll get past it, and that it's not a big deal. Okay, I got it. But there's one thing that I've always thought, and, you know, I know the way the NBA works now. It's more of a run and gun, you know, 6'7" and under league for the most part. But I've always been a guy that says you can't teach height. And Okafor, to me, maybe the best player in the draft. I don't know. Again, who knows? You got to wait a couple, few years. And even if the guy is a rookie of the year, may not have a great career. You never know. But my point is that I think it's always been something the Lakers have had is a dominant big man. So they've got to be, or when they've won anyways, and they've got to be thinking about potentially making it where it would be easier if you have a big man to throw into, pass it back out to. But again, I know the way the league is working. I think Jahlil Okafor may be the guy that people are saying to themselves, you know what, we missed out on this guy. And I don't know, man. They have to have something up their sleeve. They got to be going after LaMarcus Aldridge. There's somebody that they want really bad there in L.A. Otherwise, I think they should have made that move. I know we got to get into a break, so we'll take a quick pause for the cause. We'll get back at it on the other side. We'll let you rap at me again about this, Fred, and we'll continue breaking down some of the things that happened in the NBA draft. It's Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
For many people, summer is the time to just kick back and relax, but it's also a peak season for a very unpopular pest. I'm Danny Lipfrey with tips for today's homeowner. Stick around and we'll talk about how to get rid of some of those unwelcome guests right after this.
Siding that captures the look and feel of natural wood and is easy to maintain, you can have both with Royal Estate Siding. Living with Royal Estate means never having to trade sag resistance and low maintenance for timeless exterior design and curb appeal. Its partial rollover hem provides exceptional wind load resistance, and it comes in a wide range of UV-resistant colors that match virtually any home. Wood grain presence and effortless endurance come together in the same siding. Learn more about Royal Estate Siding at royalbuildingproducts.com.
When the weather starts heating up, fleas start multiplying, and they like to hitch a ride on your pets and make themselves comfortable in your home. To get rid of these pests, follow these few simple tips. First of all, wash all pet bedding, linens, sofa throws, and even bathroom rugs on a regular basis. Treat infested areas with a spray that kills not just the adult fleas, but the eggs as well. Vacuuming is a great way to get rid of the fleas, but be sure to place a flea collar or some broken mothballs in the vacuum bag first. This will kill the fleas once they're trapped in the bag. After the vacuum bag is full, seal it in a plastic bag and dispose of it to keep any escapees from finding their way back inside. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen's with me, Jeff Rich as well. And a quick reminder, we are brought to you in part today by Today's Homeowner, Television, Radio, and Online Home Improvement with Danny Lipford. Danny is one of America's leading home improvement experts. For local listings and online videos and articles, go to todayshomeowner.com. That's todayshomeowner.com. Let's get back into this NBA thing a little bit. Again, I don't think you can teach height. I think Okafor has great moves in the post, soft hands, just a heck of a player. And I think the baskets that he's going to wind up getting will probably be easier than that of Russell. However, again, you know, the star status on him, 15%, whatever, they do all these numbers and calculations. But the bust rate was pretty high as well. Jeff, what do you think about the Lakers? And then we'll go back to Fred. But I just don't think you can teach height. And to me, I would have loved to have seen I would have wanted Okafor if it was me. That's all I'm saying.
Well, Kobe Bryant's not finding the fountain of youth anytime soon. You know, Byron Scott's worked with point guards. He's worked with Chris Paul and Kyrie Irving, and there's one more that I'm not remembering right now. But, you know, Byron Scott's got some experience, but I don't know that it's great experience working with young point guards trying to develop them. I think the Russell's a unique talent. I think it's the right call. Okafor kind of reminds me a little bit of Brad Doherty. You know, he's not a bad player. He's actually a really good player, but he doesn't do anything exciting. I don't think he takes you to the next level. And I wonder what Philly's going to do with all these big men. You know, in consecutive years, they've drafted Nerlens Noel, Joel Embiid, and now Jahlil Okafor. So they got to figure out what they're going to do. I don't see them being the Twin Towers like Sampson and Hakeem back in the day for the Rockets.
No, I think, you know, their biggest problem is having one of those guys actually be able to stay on the floor and be healthy all the time. But, Fred, anything to respond?
No, I mean, I agree with what Jeff said. I think Okafor is going to be a fine offensive player, but I don't see him as a defensive force, as a big guy up front. At least I didn't see it last year at Duke. Maybe he could surprise me. So, again, I think we'll just take a look at the teams that are fun to watch, and the Lakers want to be fun to watch again. They've got point guards. You know, the Currys up in Northern California and the Hardens, although the 13 turnovers in the final game. I mean, you're looking for point guards. You're looking for guards who get the ball to the other people. And I think that in this case, and again, it's hard for me to say because in the last 4 or 5 years, they haven't made too many wise decisions. But this one, I think, was a positive. And I'm just waiting for the next shoe to fall, that's all, because can this actually survive? I mean, without making a ridiculous deal, and I hope not. That's all.
We'll see what happens. I think they got to make some. Go ahead.
Hey, Fred, do you see Russell and Jordan Clarkson being able to share a backcourt, or is Clarkson just fool's gold because the team, you know, was he just a good player on a bad team?
I think. I don't know, and that's a good point. There are a lot of good players on bad teams. I think somebody's got to get into his ear and understand that he's not going to be the point guard. I mean, he can be if Russell's on the bench for a little while, but he's not going to be the starting point guard. They're not going to go for the second pick in the draft and not have him play if he's healthy. So Clarkson was the best player on a bad team, but we'll see if he can be a good player on a better team. They won 21 games last year. I have not seen the Vegas number, but it was 30 last year, the total going into the season. I would imagine it's going to be around 30, 32 this time around. Last year, I was sure it was going to go under. This year, I'm not as assured that it'll go under. They may actually get over 30, and if they can get Aldridge, you know, they might get 35 or so. But it's not going to be a great team. But it will be more fun to watch. And in Los Angeles, you know, on one side you got the Clippers and you got everything else going on. You need excitement. You need fun. And Laker fans have not had a lot of fun over the last few years.
All right, let's keep it L.A. here, but moving to New York and Phil Jackson's decision there at number 4, not making Carmelo very happy. A big gamble, let's be honest. There were other players to take here. What do you think about Phil Jackson and his move there for the New York Knickerbockers? Fred, go ahead.
I've never seen the kid play, except on the tape that they played on ESPN on Thursday night. Phil Jackson is not worried about losing his job. If he loses his job, he's still a multimillionaire. And his fiancée still is president of the Lakers. So he can do what he wants. this kid is supposed to be special. I don't know. I mean, if you haven't seen him play, I mean, Fred's not going to be the guy to make an opinion one way or the other. For Knicks fans, you hope that this guy is what Phil Jackson thinks he is. Jackson's more often right than wrong, so I think we got to give him a fair shot, and it may take a year, but my hunch is he's probably a very good player.
Jeff, number four, other options were there. Phil Jackson, New York Knickerbockers, take a gamble. I mean, at the end of the day, look, there's a lot of gambles, okay? There's no guarantees that any of these guys are going to come into the league and be a great player. So we all know that. But there's some that are educated risks. There's some that are better gambles than others. How do you think this gamble was for the Knickerbockers and Phil Jackson?
Well, you know, I brought up Jay Billis in the first hour, and I'll acknowledge he's not an NBA scout. He's an analyst. He's an NCAA analyst at that. But, you know, he's a guy that, you know, can eat crow on bad picks. And he said that, you know, he brought up Darko Milicic from 2003, how fantastic he looked on tape, and it didn't translate to 5-on-5. And that's I think that's the concern with Porzingis. But, you know, Dirk Nowitzki was an international unknown that really panned out and did everything that he was expected to do and more. So, I mean, I think it's a coin flip at this point. I trust Phil Jackson. I think adding Jerry and Grant to the mix was a big deal for the Knicks too. So, they might be on their way back. I think that they're going to have to go forward without Melo. I think that's the only way that they can make this thing work in New York.
Yeah, I mean, sooner or later, you know, you gotta part ways. I would agree with you there. Look, at the end of the day, man. We don't know which one of these kids is going to be that bright, shining superstar or how many there are going to be in the draft. And you never know, if it doesn't always come from the lottery. Let's face it. Look at some of these great players like Jimmy Butler, for instance. He was a later draft pick in recent years. And, you know, think about this as well. There was a big flux of those Euro players coming in for a long time, and you know they kind of crowded the top of the NBA draft, and they were a bunch of lottery picks, and none of them panned out. There have been several, you know, that did, but there's been several years now where those Euro players haven't translated and transferred into the NBA and had that big of a mark on it, Fred. So I think there is a little bit of cause for concern.
Well, again, I think you got to go with Jackson based on his record. He's made more wise decisions, not all wise, but more wise than bad decisions. If he sees something special in this kid, so be it. He didn't want to be booed as he was when he made the choice, but he was. And again, Jackson's stubborn, so he could be wrong. But hey, listen, we only have a few minutes left. I want to get this in because it's something that I saw earlier in the week, and it's not the NBA. It's college football, and the college football magazines are now out. Now, I want to ask you guys a question. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There are three Ohio State quarterbacks who are all very, very talented. There's JT Barrett, there's Braxton Miller, and there's Cardale Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, JT Barrett's dad said who should be the starting quarterback for Ohio State. Who do you think he chose?
Who?
No, Jeff, who do you think JT Barrett's dad chose as a starting quarterback?
Well, if he was smart, he would have said Cardale Jones, but I would guess he picked his own son.
What do you say? Well, Andy, what do you think? Of the three, who do you think he picked?
I think he picked Cardale Jones.
All right, both of you say Cardale Jones. Jeff actually said he picked his own son. He actually picked Braxton Miller. And the reason he said is the following. Of course, I'd love to see my kid start, but to me, it always goes back to who was first, he said, per Tim May, the Columbus Dispatch. If Braxton hadn't gotten hurt, I would still be waiting for my baby to get the chance to play. I was thankful JT got the chance, and we're all blessed he was ready to compete. But like I've told everybody, I don't want to see my kid take a position because of the misfortune of somebody else. So, you know, this is the smartest man on earth. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, I would never think I would hear this from any dad of any football player on earth. He actually said the other kid who was in front of JT Barrett should get the chance to start in 2015. Don't you find it a little bit surprising?
Look, I think that go ahead, Jeff, go ahead.
You know, I find it hard to find Braxton Miller's signature win. You know, he lost, you know, the last two games he played, and granted, he might have been injured, but he loses to Michigan State, he loses to Clemson, and then he loses his job to injury, obviously. And JT Barrett loses the game to Virginia Tech, and Cardale Jones steps up to the moment. I mean, you got to go with the hot hand, and if the hot hand coming out of camp is Cardale Jones, you know, you got to figure out a different way to use Braxton Miller.
Well, and not only that, I mean, that guy won a national title for you, so those other two guys didn't. And I don't care about that old cliche deal or that old saying of, you know, started like Fred. I know you felt this way a lot about Alex Smith. I mean, it's a similar situation where, you know, you feel like a starter shouldn't lose his job to an injury or whatnot. At the end of the day, man, they have three great options. And like you said, there's a lot of teams out there that don't have one. They've got three that could start. I mean, that's in all honesty, I think Urban Meyer is so smart. He's such a genius. He figures out a way to use all three of these guys. I mean, how can you not when you really think about it? But as far as who's the starter and whatnot, I think that's noble of the guy's dad to say, but ultimately I think, you know, that's the PC thing to say versus him just going out there and being like, my kid should start. But I think Urban Meyer is so dynamic and so smart, he'll figure out a way to use all three of those guys.
Or a couple of them will be injured again.
Yeah, I mean, again, that could very easily happen. And then that's why you say to yourself, hey, that's why we have a good backup or two good backups. You know, I mean, look, I don't know. Jeff, what do you think? Is Urban Meyer, am I giving him too much credit, or do you think he's as smart as I do and he'll figure out a way to use all three of these guys, whether it's injury or just whether they're all healthy or not?
Yeah, it's not a crisis. It's an embarrassment of riches, and there's no question that Urban Meyer is going to be able to work this thing out. He might lose one of these guys. I mean, Braxton Miller could transfer right up until school starts, and school doesn't start at Ohio State until darn near October. So there's still time for this thing to pan itself out, and, you know, Braxton Miller might not be wearing scarlet and gray this fall. It's an interesting dilemma, but it's a good dilemma to have.
Oh, gosh. I think if you were to ask a coach of a dream situation or scenario as far as your quarterbacks, and you could say, yeah, I've got three guys that could start and win pretty much every single football game for us, or you know, be on a team that's going to win just about every single game, that's a great predicament, Fred.
Oh, hey, no other coach has this predicament. There's no question about it. Most schools are lucky to have one top-notch quarterback. At UCLA, of course, the Bruins lost a defensive back this year because P. Diddy didn't like what was happening on the field of
what
play.
What do you think of that, by the way? What do you think of that guy? I mean, look, man, you that's when you got to say to your dad or somebody like that's too involved in your life, leave me alone. I'm here trying to live out my dream. Don't live vicariously through me, please. You know, I mean, at some point you got to cut the umbilical cord, or the kid has to step up and say, man, you've done so much for me. Now it's my turn. Leave me alone. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Man, this hour has absolutely flown by. Been a great hour, to be honest with you. So keep it close. One final segment. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on Dwarf on Sports and Sports Byline USA Radio Network for today. Again, a quick reminder, each and every week, Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time, we are live. Fred, when's your show again? I forgot.
Sports Overnight America is on 7 nights a week at 10 p.m. Pacific time. I'm on Friday night, Saturday morning with Jerry Burke. That's 10 p.m. Pacific time. It's 1 a.m., and it's heard everywhere across America and around the world. And love doing it, and love doing this Sunday morning show with you.
Hey, we love having you. And again, a quick reminder, we're brought to you in part by softhits.net. If you like Jimmy Buffett, James Taylor, Tina Turner, you too, then you're going to love softhits.net. Online with broadcast quality audio, song after song. It's softhits.net. That's softhits.net. Guys, only a couple minutes left, or maybe not even at this point, but so much happening in the sports world. We didn't even get in any baseball. Your Dodgers are doing okay, Fred. I haven't really heard you moan too much about the – well, that's not true. If you look at your Facebook page, you're moaning all the time about the Dodgers not being on TV. But, hey, things aren't so bad. They're in first place, still ahead of the Giants by at least one game.
Andy, I want you to think for the next 166 hours until next Sunday morning. Do the Dodgers have a leadoff man? Do the Dodgers have a guy who can actually bat second? Or they just got eight guys who are just sort of mixed up in the middle of a lineup because of boy genius Andrew Friedman? Meanwhile, D. Gordon's got 210 hits for 110 hits right now for the Miami club, and is going to end up with 60 stolen bases again. The Dodgers, the team, last time I checked, had a total of 14 stolen bases.
That's a happy Dodger fan, Jeff, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, let me get this in before we get out. Kevin Love, Cavalier. Don't believe the noise.
Oh, come on. Well, nobody. I absolutely don't believe that noise. Come on now. LeBron will be in Cleveland. He's sticking around. We all know it. It's that wait-and-see thing. That's why I didn't even talk about it today, to be honest with you, Jeff, because I know it's a bunch of garbage. Anyways, for Jeff, for Fred, for Scott, for John Poulter, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We're out of here. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. The next time.